Good afternoon, friends. It's good to have you joining with us today. We're on a dairy farm today, so this is where a lot of your milk comes from. And this big cow behind me here, she's making a wee bit of noise. She doesn't know me. I'm a stranger to her, so she's a wee bit unsettled, perhaps. And a couple of her calves are across the way here. So I hope you can hear me, and hopefully this cow, she'll be nice and quiet for this devotional message. But this is where your milk comes from, the dairy farm. And we're so thankful for our farmers and for the work that they do getting the milk onto our tables. And I don't know about you, but milk is one of my favorite drinks. It's a very wholesome thing. Milk provides you with a lot of vitamins. It's described as a superfood. It's good for your bones. It gives you calcium. And milk certainly is part of our staple diet. And the Word of God speaks about milk. In fact, the Word of God is described as water, cleanses us. The Word of God is described as seed, honey, bread, meat, and also milk. And whenever a little calf is born, it's important that it gets plenty of milk. And whenever a little baby's born as well, it's important that that newborn baby gets plenty of milk, because milk, the mother's milk, is full of nutrients, provides the child, the little infant, with all of the vitamins and nutrients it needs for growth and for development. And First Peter, First Peter chapter 2 speaks about milk. Verse number 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. As newborn babes, desire, that's a verb, desire. Peter is telling us this is something we need to do, we need to cultivate in our lives, a desire for the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And dear friends, if we're not taking in the milk of the word as Christian people, we will never grow and we will never develop. And there's something wrong if a child does not grow, if a child does not develop. A person rejoices whenever a baby is born. But go back in a year or 2 or 5 or 10 years' time, if that little baby hasn't grown at all, it's the same size, you just think something is wrong here. And so it is whenever a person is born again and you become a new creature in Christ, you're born again of the Spirit of God. One of the vital signs of life and health and vitality is growth. The Bible says we're to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the means of Christian growth and development is the Word of God, the sincere milk of the Word. And I trust today that if you're a Christian, that you read the Word of God, you put it into practice in your life, and you get under the sound of God's Word as a believer, and you desire the sincere milk of the Word. It provides us, the Word of God, with all of the nutrients and vitamins that we need for growth, nourishment, and development. And it's no surprise today that the professing church, the visible church, is so weak and so frail and so inept, and so many believers have no real strong faith. They're not grounded, they're not growing, they're not developing. And maybe it's simply because we've got away from the sincere milk of the Word. So may God encourage you today. And may God help you to get into the Word of God and to get that milk into your soul. May God bless you today, folks. Thank you so much for listening.